Did you catch the very first words of the passage that was in your bulletin? Very early in the morning. It seems to me that y'all were so excited about the Easter story that you wanted to literally live it out. And so we're here very early in the morning. And it doesn't surprise me that a story that takes place very early has women as the main characters. Now, I used to think that it was a universal experience to set your alarm at least 15 minutes before you intended to wake up, that it takes you at least that amount of time to actually get out of bed in the morning and get on to the day's work. So if you were going to really wake up at 6:15, then you set your alarm for 6 o'clock. See, that's how it worked in the Rogers household growing up. I had 2 brothers, no sisters, and very early, that just didn't happen very often for us. However, like many things in life, this changed when I got married. See, it turns out that for my wife, when her alarm goes off at 5 o'clock in the morning, she is up, out of bed, ready to take on the day, take care of all the tasks that are required, do the necessary work that she needs to take care of. But when she wakes up and it's very early, she's ready to go. And this is the way the women in the passage seem to me. The day has just started. It's very early. And as soon as the day begins, the Sabbath has ended, and they're ready to take care of the work for the day, the necessary tasks that are required of them. And these are urgent tasks. They've prepared all of these spices, and they have to embalm the body of Jesus. And when you're working with a deceased body, there's kind of a sensitive timeline that you got. So the tasks that they have are very urgent. And so they got up very early and went to take care of it. Now, we know this story. We know that when they arrived at the tomb that morning, there was no body in it. And the urgent tasks that they just had to attend to weren't there for them to take care of at all. And instead of the urgent, they were intersected with the important. When the women arrive at the tomb that morning, the Common English Bible that we read from said that they didn't know what to make of the situation. Because instead of seeing a body, they run into 2 men dressed in dazzling clothes. And in case you didn't pick up on it, those are angels. Now the women turn a little bit from being confused, not knowing what to make of it, to being frightened. And it was very early in the morning, and I am imagining that it had already been a pretty long day for those women at this point. And so the angels tell them that the urgent task they've come to take care of, it's no longer required. And they're given a much more important task. They're called to remember. And the angels say to these women, "He is no longer here. He is risen. Remember what he told you?" And so instead of these urgent preparations, they're called to do what's important and actually remember. I think we all do this in our own life, prioritize the urgent matters above what's actually important. And I mean, this might have some merit. I mean, of course, we have to take care of certain pressing matters so that there can be an important to tend to at all. But I think sometimes we live our life so strictly defined by the clock that we miss what's right in front of us. I think so sometimes we're so busy checking boxes off or crossing through things on a to-do list that we forget why the list exists in the first place. So when we replace the urgent with what's actually important, I think in order to do this, we need to stop and remember. when the women in this passage stop and remember the things that Jesus had told them. They remembered that Jesus had predicted exactly what was going to happen to him, and he had been right about it. But I'm going to read in between the lines in this story and say that the women didn't just remember Jesus' story and his words about how he would be resurrected from the dead, but I'm going to say that these women started to remember some of the other words of Jesus as well. Words like, don't let your hearts be troubled. Words like, I've come so that you may have abundant life and have it to its fullest. Words like, whoever believes in me shall not perish but have eternal life. See, I believe that when we remember the words of Jesus, it can have a powerful effect on our everyday lives. And maybe you've had an experience like this. Have you ever been going about the regular tasks of your day, and all of a sudden the words of Jesus ring in your ears and you stop and remember? It might just help you prioritize what's actually important above what just seems urgent. And we're celebrating Easter this morning. And if you're like me, you have a million things on your to-do list. There are people to see, there are meals to cook, there are pictures to take. But we've all gathered this morning when it's very early to remember what's actually important, to remember the resurrection and the eternal life that we have because the tomb was empty that day so many years before. I think there's something powerful that happens when we stop to remember and bring what's actually important to the forefront. If you've ever been, if you've ever lost a loved one, then maybe you've gathered together with friends and with family and taken the time to reflect and remember. Remember all the stories. Remember the laughs and remember the love that you shared. Setting aside what was urgent in your life at that time to remember the most important things in life. I think that when we tend to these important matters, we can find healing, we can find wholeness. I think there's hope in remembering the words, he is not here, he is risen. So on Easter, we gather together to remember what's truly important in our lives. Or we come to remember that when the women showed up, the tomb was empty. We come to remember that Jesus has risen from the grave. He's conquered the power of sin. He's conquered the power of death. So this Easter, will you take time to remember? Remember how Jesus has impacted your life. And even though it's very early, maybe we can find the time to remember the important and not just tend to the urgent. Amen. We're going to sing one more hymn, Because He Lives, and the words will be up on the screen or there in your bulletin as well. So would you please stand as you are able as we sing.